The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Smokers, a simple but conclusive color test used by experts in judging tobacco quality, proves beyond question the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see instantly the tobaccos in Raleighs are unmistakably more golden in color. These golden tobaccos, according to experts, are choicer, more expensive. And no less than 31 of these prime tobaccos are blended into Raleigh cigarettes, each contributing its own distinctive seasoning touch for unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for luxury premiums, cash, or the equivalent in war stamps. Yes, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes. Orchestra playing Jingle Jangle. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, I hear Mr. Raleigh's back at your house for another visit.
Yes, he's back again. You know, I wouldn't mind him, but he's got such a temper.
Temper, Red?
Yeah, anytime anything goes wrong, he jumps up and down.
Well, lots of people do that.
Yeah, but I'm underneath.
So Mr. Raleigh's back with us again, huh?
Yeah, you know, and a funny thing happened, too.
Yeah, what was that, Red?
Well, when he was here last year, he left a Raleigh cigarette burning in the ashtray, and this year when he came back, guess what?
Now, don't tell me that cigarette was still burning, Red.
It was, and he took a look at it and said, hey, who's been sneaking inhales off this thing? I just lit it.
Well, I suppose you and Mr. Raleigh have been talking business.
Yeah, I asked him to shorten the commercials.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I don't know. The doctor says we can't have any visitors yet.
I suppose you've been taking him around and showing him the sights in Hollywood.
Yeah, I showed him a few sights, but he said he'd like to meet some of the younger girls. All kidding aside, I'm glad he came because he's just in time to help me with my salvage work. You know, when you look around, there sure is a lot of junk and useless things laying around.
Did somebody call me?
Hello, Ozzy. Say, what have you been doing on the salvage drive?
Well, I've been collecting old keys.
Yeah, you know, you'd be surprised how many old keys are really laying around.
Yeah, I know it. I looked for keys myself, and I found one for the front door and 149 for my wine cellar.
I organized all the kids, and we collected about 500 pots and pans from the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, I did the same thing, Harriet. As I was coming out of the house with a load of old pans and jokes that don't get laughs. As I came out of the house with an old pan, a gopher ran right between my legs.
What happened?
Well, I reached over and I whacked him with an old saucepan.
Skillet?
No, but I made him yell.
On a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born.
Abraham, Abraham.
When he grew up, this tiny babe, the folks all called him Honest Abe.
Abraham, Abraham. In 1860, he became our 16th president. And now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gem.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day.
Abraham, Abraham. Abraham.
The USA's united thanks to one whose name was Nancy Hanks.
Abraham, Abraham.
She gave this land the finest son who ever went to Washington.
Abraham, Abraham. When someone told him General Grant was drinking every night, he answered, go see if you can't get all my generals tight.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day.
Abraham, Abraham.
And Harriet and the boys, and their song was Rojo Day. Say, Truman.
Yes, Red. Say, Red, what's on tap for tonight?
Well, I'll tell you. People are always finding funny places to hide things, So I thought that would be a good subject for tonight, hiding. So we'll look in on Deadeye and see where he hides his money way out west.
Whoa! Come on, horse, walk! Oh, doggone it.
I wonder what time it is, Mr. Deadeye.
2 o'clock.
And here we is at the bank, before banking hours.
Yeah, I'm going to make a withdrawal. Give me my key, will you?
Here it is, boss. Loaded.
Yeah.
Say, boss, don't your conscience hurt you when you rob these banks all the time?
No, I steal from the rich and give to the poor. Right now, I'm practically broke.
Well, my conscience is troubling me.
It is?
Yeah, a little voice keeps saying, my cut ain't enough, my cut ain't enough.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's crack open this safe. Now, you got that nitroglycerin?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll light the fuse. Anybody want to go get a drink of water while we're waiting? Look out, there she goes. Look, gold, gold, gold. Boy, I sound like Morgenthau, don't I?
Yeah, boss, let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on. Where's my horse?
Well, there he is, hiding up in that tree.
Get out from there, will you? Always stealing apples. Come on, now, Will, right away. Giddy up. Come on, horse. Giddy up now.
That horse sure is stubborn. Why don't you sell him?
Look, 10,000 wouldn't buy this horse.
Yeah, and I'm one of the 10,000.
You know, I think we better find a place to hide this money till the whole thing blows over.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
You give me the money and
I'll tell you right off of the bat, that plan ain't gonna work. I know just where we'll hide it. And we'll hide it here by the river. Boy, it sure is dark and lonesome here. Can't see my hands in front of my face.
How come?
I ain't holding it there.
Well, I'll just go ahead and dig a hole here.
Yeah, start digging that hole, will you?
Man, this ground sure is hard.
Oh, come on. Hurry up. Take bigger bites. Hey, how much we got buried so far?
$25,000.
That's enough. Throw the rest of it away. I don't want to get in bad with the government.
Okay, it's buried now. Now, I'm going to trust you not to come back here without me.
Now, he ought to know better than that.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. I'll pretend I'm leaving and sneak back.
Small world, ain't it?
Better look out. Here comes Buckshot Annie.
Hiya, did I? Hiya, wonderful. Say, did you hear about the big bank robbery?
No, we don't listen to rumors, you know. Say, Buckshot, I want to speak to you in private. Will you hide this valise of money for me and Wonderful?
Where'd you get all this cash?
Well, I dropped a nickel in my garden last week, and you know how that California soil is.
Okay, Deadeye, I'll put it in a safe place. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll be in the bar. Boy, that's a pretty tune. I wonder what the name of it is. Say, piano player, play something else, will you? I'm kind of tired of that tune.
I can't. That's the only tune I know.
Yeah? Anybody around here play piano?
Hey, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buckshot Annie just called up. Says your money's in a safe place now.
Good. Where did she put it? You better whisper to me. I don't want anybody around here to know.
Yeah, I'll whisper it to you.
Okay. She didn't. Yeah. Hey, Wonderful. Get your tools. We gotta go rob that bank again. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's looking for a place to hide from Daisy June because she's after him with a wedding ring.
Well, here I am. Here comes the bride, all dressed in white. Boy, what a spot I'm in. I have to decide between getting married or finishing kindergarten. See, it looks like I'll never find out what comes after ABC. Oh, well, I'll just hide someplace. She won't find me, that's all.
Hi, Clem.
Well, howdy, Mr. Dumbbell.
I notice you ain't wearing your shoes no more.
No, they wear out my socks too fast.
Socks? What's them?
That's them things you wear on your feet with holes in both ends.
Gosh almighty. Well, I always thought you was a dude. Where are you bound for?
To where Daisy June ain't. And, brother, it's a mighty hard place to find, too.
Clem, why don't you marry the gal?
Not me, brother.
Marriage is a wonderful thing, Clem.
It is?
Maybe in a year or so, you'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet around the house.
Yes.
How would you like that?
Oh, fine. I love puppies.
I thought you gave Daisy June an engagement ring,
yeah,
Clem.
Yeah, I did, and boy, what trouble I had. I had to buy 47 boxes of Cracker Jack before I found one that would fit. I never got so sick of eating Cracker Jack in all my life.
Well, I gotta be getting back to the stables. Come on down and see me sometime, will you, Clem?
Sure, I will, someday when the wind is right. Well, so long. Now where to hide? That's the place. I think I'll go up in the mountains and hunt bear. Or in my sunsuit. I know where I'll hide, right where she'd never think to look for me, right in her own house. And I'll sneak over. That reminds me, I gotta get that big toe oil. Now, I'll just go down in the cellar here. Uh-oh, somebody's coming. I'll hide in the voice machine.
Hear the noise in this here cellar? Probably rats.
No.
I said rats.
Anybody know how a rat goes?
What's that noise over there in the washing machine? Anybody in there?
Nobody but us longies.
Well, I might as well wash Grandpa's socks and his windbreaker while I'm here, I guess.
Hey.
Yeah, that's enough. I'll take him out. Oh, dear, I put too much starch in this shirt. Oh, boy, it sure is heavy. Good heavens! Well, hello, Clem!
Well, Daisy!
Clem, you look pale.
Pale nothing, I'm clean.
Well, what in the world was you doing in that washing machine?
Getting the tar beat out of me.
Goodness, Clem, I just know. noticed. What? That washing machine flattened out that point your head came to.
What? My head don't come to a point no more?
No.
No, guys. Now I got no place to hang up my clothes at night.
Orchestra playing a song that wasn't Rose Hote. Getting back to people hiding things, we have a fellow who sells insurance without a license. You know, the kind of a guy who'll guarantee to tell you where Wendell Wilkie will be tomorrow. Boy, that was a close call.
Hey, what's the big idea bringing in my house like this? Who are you?
I ain't a commando, brother.
All right, what do you want?
Nothing. See, I was just trying to sell my insurance when the cops came along and they raided me.
Well, I can't hide you. Besides, aren't you ashamed of yourself selling insurance without a license?
Yeah. Hey, you want to buy some insurance, mister?
Sure, I'll buy some insurance.
You will? Honest? You mean you ain't going to argue?
Argue? Why, not me, sonny. Why, it's just like... It's like buying a pack of Raleigh cigarettes. In Raleigh's, you're assured of highest quality tobaccos because you can see the difference. Yes, you can actually see, by comparison with any other brand, that Raleigh's give you the more golden tobaccos. Tobaccos that experts agree are choicer, more expensive.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. I'm going to tell you about the benefits.
You're going to tell me? Well, I can tell you that Raleigh's are blended from 31 of these finer tobaccos. A superb blend that gives you these outstanding smoking benefits. Richness, smoothness, extra mildness. Full, mellow flavor.
Now, I think we better discuss a little matter about premiums.
Premiums? Oh, of course. Raleigh cigarettes give you valuable coupons, redeemable for dozens of luxury premiums, cash, or the equivalent in war stamps. Yes, Raleigh's give you premium quality and quality premiums at one and the same time.
But this is the best policy.
Right, the best policy. Always ask for the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
And then we have a lady and her little boy. He's always finding things that she hides from him and hides them from her. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior, where are you?
Here I am. I'm hiding me butter bread.
Hiding your butter bread? Why?
Well, I ain't hungry now, so I thought I would bury it and then dig it up later like a dog.
You are a naughty boy, digging around like a little pig. Now go into the house and wash yourself.
Okay, will you take me handcuffed off so I can wash me widow elbows, too?
Well, yes, hold still.
Okay.
There.
Oh, boy, don't that feel good?
Boy, oh, boy.
I will wash me widow hand. I will wash me widow ears and wipe the dirt off on the towel.
Junior, stop that awful singing. Did you wash your ears?
Yes, I washed my ears.
And what's all this stuff behind your ears?
That's where I washed it, too. Hey, Mummy, how long is Grandpa going to stay with us?
Why, I thought you liked Grandpa because he gives you a nickel for candy every day.
Yeah, but he always eats my candy. But he won't no more, though.
Why?
I hit his teeth.
Oh, you didn't. Yes, where did you hide them?
In that big pile of junk out on the street.
Oh, why, that stuff is for the salvage drive.
It is? Well, you ever see a P-38 nip at a Jap plane, that's Grim.
Oh, Junior, you're going to turn my hair white overnight.
That's nothing. I thought turn red overnight. Hey, Mummy, where's me widow drum?
I hid it.
Now, you gave it away. You said you were going to give it away. You gave it away.
On the shelf in the pantry.
You gave it. I knew I would find out where it was.
Now, Junior, look, you settle down.
Okay.
I have to go to the shipyard. I've been selected to christen a new boat today.
Oh, boy, christen a boat. I remember when you christened me.
Yes. And I didn't know what to call you.
Yeah. I bet you know what to call me now, though. Hey, I want to go to the shipyard with
you. No, Junior.
Now, you let me go with you or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you got that bump on your head when you fell out of a patrol wagon.
Junior, I have never been in a patrol wagon.
Oh, no. She's at the cop.
Hurry, Junior, we won't get a seat. Go play with something else for a while. Mother wants to get dressed.
Okay. Well, here I am, all alone. Oh, no, I ain't either. They're the pussycat. Come here, Lucky. Come here.
Meow.
Meow.
Are you pulling that cat's tail again?
No, I get Horner. He's doing the pulling. Here, kitty. Look, as long as you're here, I may as well break something that you will get blamed for. Now, let's see. What could I break around here? Windows? No, none left. Oh, there's Mummy's new bottle of her perfume. Oh, boy, and how she loves that perfume. If I do, I get a sniffing. I do it.
Darn cat again.
It always worked. It always worked. Boy, don't it think good around here now. Mel, come on, Mummy. I'd already.
Come on, we'll get in the car.
Okay. Hey, Mummy, can I steer?
No.
All right, then I will bang me widow head till I get silly.
Junior, don't bang your head against the car. You'll knock all the paint off. Young man, come on.
Okay, don't hit me. Come on. Boy, oh boy, I hope you got your driver's license with you. Poor Gallon don't laugh very long. Well, look where we are, right in front of the shipyard. Oh, look, the launching has already started. Boy, that tiger sure keeping his word, ain't he?
Oh, dear. I do hope I'm on time.
Hey, Mummy, who's that man over there with a chicken sitting on top of his head?
Junior, that's the Admiral.
The Admiral? He's a chubby little wacko, ain't he? Boy, he looked like an NBC usher, don't he? Boy, if he had a rudder, we could launch him.
Good afternoon, madam. Are you the lady who's going to christen the ship?
Yes, I am.
And I is her little pride and joy.
Well. How are you, Sonny?
Huh?
How are you, Sonny?
Oh, fine, Fatso.
Pardon me. I'm the special police.
What's that you have under your arm, lady?
Why, a bottle of champagne for the christening.
What is that you have under your arm, Sonny?
A sponge? It's me pop's idea.
You see, we must be careful of sabotage. We can't be too careful who we talk to and trust these days.
Hey, if you're the special policeman, I look under the Admiral's coat, too. I see a big bulge there.
Shh, Junior, that's the Admiral.
All over it? Now I know what they mean by a second front.
Come along. Shall we go up to the speaker's platform?
Boy, oh boy, what a big boat.
Junior, get away from that boat.
Oh, he can't hurt it, madam. That's a battleship.
He don't know me very well, does he, Paul? Hey, Mommy, I want to get down. We're too high. I'm afraid I fall.
Officer, will you take care of this boy?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, yes, sir.
Now, Junior, you be a good boy.
Okay.
Come on, son. Okay. I'll show you under the boat.
Would you, will we? Hey, don't walk too fast. Me with a leg don't stretch very far, you know.
Is that you, Joseph? It's all set to... Wait, who's this you?
Sorry, No-Nose. I had to bring him or the Admiral might suspect something.
Yeah. Did you get the time bomb?
Hey, what you two doing?
Out of the way. Set the clock for 12 noon. And when the lady hits the ship with the champagne, the bomb will blow this tub to smithereens. Well, Hitler.
I bet they is up to no good. Because they act like I do all the time. I wonder what they're hiding under the boat there. Looked like a clock. I would duck behind this barrel and then get it.
But I would do. I'd find out what it is.
It's all set. Say, where'd the kid go?
Who cares? Let's get back before we are suspected.
They're gone. Now it's me time. I will go over and get the thing. Look at that funny looking clock. I will get it. Boy, it's heavy. I almost dropped it. Oh, isn't that pretty? Now I got a little clock for me room. I go show Mummy. Hey, Mummy, look what I got. A clock.
Don't
I found
bother
it.
Don't bother Mummy, dear. Go put the clock in the car and hurry back.
Okay.
It's almost 12 o'clock, and I want you to see another Liberty ship launch.
Okay, Mummy, okay. I will throw it in the back seat. No, it might break it. I'll just let it. Okay, now I will get back to... Okay, let her go. I is here.
Oh, hello there, son. I've been looking for you.
Yeah, I bet you have. Say, I'm sure glad I found that little clock you hid under the boat, boy. I've wanted one for my room for a long time.
What clock?
Well, this man here...
Stand back! I'll shoot the first man who tries to stop us.
Quickly, let's get into this car.
Here, get out of our car. Hey, Mummy, they're stealing your automobile. Hey, come back. Me little clock's in there. There goes the 12 o'clock whistle. There goes our 1939 Buick. Boy, I knew them tires were bad, but I didn't think we'd all go at the same time.
Hey, fellas, you men who smoke pipes. Here's a guy with a cool tip for you.
Pipe smokers, you'll get more pleasure out of your pipe if you put Sir Walter Raleigh into it. Sir Walter Raleigh is smooth and mild, blended to perfection from a combination of extra choice Burleys. And flavor? Sir Walter Raleigh has a distinctive nut-like mellowness, a full tangy richness that can't be beat. It burns even and cool, never bites your tongue. And the pleasing aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is something that everyone enjoys. Men, smoke the quality pipe tobacco of America. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Oz and Elsie and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.